Angela Luna traveled a fairly well-trod path to fashion school. She was inspired by Project Runway. She dreamed of working for Chanel or Valentino, went to the Parsons School of Design at the New School in New York. And then she began reading about the Syrian war. She threw out her senior thesis for a new one, Outerwear for Refugees that Doubles as Life-Saving Equipment. She just graduated, and this week her collection was part of Parsons' prestigious scholarship fundraiser fashion show, honoring Donna Karan and others. And Angela won the top awards, Innovation in Fashion and Women's Wear Designer of the Year. She joins us now from New York. Angela Luna, pretty heady stuff. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Robin. It's all very exciting.
So talk about what you've come up with. We're going to have pictures at hereandnow.org, but there's something that looks like a super long raincoat. Although, wait a minute, what's that? It's got funny sleeves. And then something else that looks like somebody threw a blanket over their shoulders. So describe them.
Exactly. So it's a collection of outerwear jackets that serve multiple transformable purposes. Each jacket in the collection responds to an issue that a refugee faces on a daily basis. Now, I did this through a vast amount of research. I was online a lot of the time, reading articles, collecting images, talking to humanitarian agencies, trying to figure out which issues could be addressed through design. And so, yeah, there are two jackets in the collection that convert into tents. One of them is a smaller size tent that can fit about two people comfortably. And then the other jacket fits about a family of 5 to 6 people. So that one is very large. They kind of look like long poncho, raincoat, cape kind of things. Yeah. There's also a jacket that converts into a sleeping bag, a jacket that converts into a backpack, another jacket that is entirely reflective on one side. On the inside, it's reversible. It's designed for hiding. Because I know refugees do have issues with needing to be seen and then needing to hide at other times. Another one was an inflatable flotational jacket. So there is a panel that you can actually blow up with air. And in theory, it would keep you afloat in the water. And then you can deflate it when you get to land and actually wear it for the rest of your journey. There's also a child-carrying jacket as well that has a removable baby harness.
And they're also cool looking. And that, you know, it's sort of got this downtown New York kind of look to them. And and I'm wondering, and I know your professors were a little worried too, that this might wander over into, first of all, looking like you're exploiting the refugee crisis. And then maybe, I don't know, creating some sort of distasteful refugee chic.
I mean, the idea with this whole project really was to address two markets. So the first idea was to have it something that could be sold in stores with then some of the proceeds going towards the actual donation of some of these jackets. But appealing to the average person as well, you know, I am still in fashion school and aesthetic is very important. So having it be related to the current fashion system while still also proposing new ideas of donation, because I think that's kind of what sets aside someone just making this project, you know, inspired by the refugee crisis, as opposed to someone making this project designed to solve part of the refugee crisis.
So tell us more. I mean, how else do you get this clothing to refugees? Do you hope, I mean, you talked about donation, maybe someone buys one and donates one or something?
The idea, it's my plan right now, I still am working on the business model. But the working idea is to have it similar to Tom's shoes with the buy one, give one. So, you know, for every pair of shoes, they donate one to a child in Africa. So I would love to have it based on this business model where the sales of, you know, the jacket or anything from the collection, really, a part of those proceeds go towards the production and the distribution of edited versions of these jackets, which would be donated to refugees. Yeah. And I am talking to some humanitarian agencies to discuss about donation processes.
Well, and I was thinking, too, that some of these agencies, they have right now the silver foil, you know, kind of potato wrap that, you know, they hand out to refugees. I'm imagining they'd be eager for something new like this. You know, there's all sorts of other social questions that come up, too. Like, you know, there are people who wonder, well, the easier you make it for refugees, you might encourage them to make the trip, you know?
I mean, that's part of the question. You know, I was talking to someone who had experience in a refugee camp, and she said, you know, it's kind of loaded what you're doing. You're enabling, I guess, people to travel illegally in and out of countries. But, you know, after I did talk to a humanitarian agency, they also said they see the need for clothing like this, even in Syria itself, before these people actually become refugees, as well as for the workers who travel to assist these people. So, I mean, there definitely is other markets. But, you know, if people are going to be traveling anyway, I mean, isn't it better for us not to have like 200 people die on a boat crash? Mm. Let's supply them with what they need to be safe. I just feel this overwhelming desire to keep working and keep persevering because it's not about me. It's about these people. And it's about helping them out in any way that I can, using design as a message for good.
That's Angela Luna. She just graduated from Parsons School of Design. Her company, still in the birthing stages, is called ADIF, as in Design for Difference. Angela, keep an eye on you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Robin.
And again, the pictures are at herenow.org. They're really quite something, so take a look.